Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I'm bringing you Wombats and Music from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. It's my chance each week to play for you songs and occasionally put in something odd, a story, a poem, a joke, and I call those things wombats. Been off the air for a few months with this social distancing, but coming back. And this will be my first show in 3 months, I think it is. 2 months break. And I've got a bunch of my favorite songs. I often, when I play things, I try not to play anything I've played in the last year. And I've got a lot of favorites. But it's been a few months, so I just went in and picked out a bunch of my very top favorite songs. And that's what you're going to hear tonight, or today, depending on when you're listening. The show comes on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. So, we're going to start right off with the first song, which is My Sweet Lord by George Harrison, one of my all-time favorites. And it's sort of religious, but he wrote it when he was sort of in the Hindu phase. It's not focused on any particular religion. It's just the feeling of reverence and blessing and, I guess you might say transcendence. So here we go with My Sweet Lord by George Harrison.
I really wanna know you.
That was My Sweet Lord by George Harrison. Next up is Bob Dylan, one of the all-time great songwriters in my lifetime. And this was one later phase. This is only maybe 10 years old. Knocking on Heaven's Door by Bob Dylan. And it's about an aging, dying gunfighter. And he's knocking on Heaven's Door. And it's just wonderfully poignant and meaningful and beautiful music. So here we go. Bob Dylan, Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Take this badge off of me. I can't use it anymore. It's getting dark, too dark to see. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Mama put my guns in the ground. I can't shoot them anymore. That long black cloud is coming down. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, 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 knocking on heaven's door.
Was Knocking on Heaven's Door by Bob Dylan, and next up is Spanish Dancer. When I first started the show years ago, this is one of the songs I played a lot. It really was strong in my mind then, and still holds a special place. The singer is Patti Sciarfa, not that well known, but quite a career. She's best known as Bruce Springsteen's wife, but I think this song brings out the fact that she's probably almost as talented as he is. But just a beautiful song, Spanish Dancer by Patti Sciarfa.
Spanish dancer, steps I follow when he comes near. The red dress of temptation over a long black slip of fear. Will I fall beneath the shadow of some broken cross? My arms emptied and all my treasures lost. Across these beds of darkness, he opens his arms and gathers them in. Oh, mama, the bridges were burning over a river black and cold. But I walked when love commanded me up to the edges of his soul. But I'm still frightened of that dark divide. Or will I gain entrance or be denied? And still like that Spanish dancer, I throw my roses down for him. Across these beds of darkness he opens his arms and gathers them in. Some fantastic tool that you should never be worthy of. But all those illusions trip and fall. He is just a man after all. Just like that Spanish dancer, I pull my roses down for him. Across these beds of darkness, he opens his arms and gathers them in. Just like that Spanish dancer, I throw my roses down for him. Across these beds of darkness, he opens his arms and gathers them in. Just like that Spanish dancer, I. Just like that Spanish dancer, I. Just like that Spanish dancer, I. Just like that Spanish dancer, I.
Spanish Dancer by Patti Scialfa. Next up is the weary kind. There was a movie, I guess about 5 or 6 years ago, called Crazy Heart. And it was a sad movie in a way. The man was, the star, was not doing well. And he was feeling down. And he did come back by the end of the show in Crazy Heart. But this is during the phase when he was really not coping. And I often wished I had heard the song before the movie, because the movie didn't really gel for me until near the end. But when I heard the song, it brought everything into focus. So I'll give it to you now, The Weary Kind, and it's sung by Ryan Bingham.
Heart's on the loose. You rolled them sevens with nothing to lose. This ain't no place for the weary kind. You called all your shots. shooting a ball at the corner truck stop. Somehow this don't feel like home anymore. And this ain't no place for the weary kind. This ain't no place to lose your mind. This ain't no place to fall behind. Pick up your crazy heart and give it one more try.
Favorite singers is Willie Nelson, and I've played a lot of Willie Nelson on the show. This is a song that's got legs. It really travels well. A lot of people have sung it. City of New Orleans. I love this version by Willie Nelson. I love the feeling of the train. You can hear it almost clicking by, and it's just. And also, it's about going south. And I spent a lot of my life up north, and I'm a southerner, and I would be going south. Going south to see my family. And this song has some of that feel to me. City of New Orleans by Willie Nelson.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors and 25 sacks on mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulled out at Kankakee and rolled along past houses, farms, and fields. Passing trains that have no name. graveyards full of old black men, and the graveyards of the rusted automobile. Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the rain they call the city of New Orleans, and I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Dealing cards with the old man in the club car, penny a point, ain't no one keeping score. Pass the paper bag that holds the bottle. Feel the wheels rumbling beneath the floor. And the sons of Pullman porters and the sons of engineers ride their father's magic carpet made of steel. Mothers with their babes asleep, rocking to the gentle beat, and the rhythm of the rails is all they feel. Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the rain they call the city of New Orleans. Is done. Cars in Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home, we'll be there by morning. Through the Mississippi darkness, rolling down to the sea. But all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream. And the steel rails still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his songs again. The passengers will please refrain. This train has got the disappearing railroad blues. Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son.
That was The City of New Orleans, sung by Willie Nelson. Well, it's wombat time. I think a lot of us these days have more time to read than we might have had if we were driving around and doing as many things as we ordinarily would do. And I'm currently reading two interesting books. The first is called The Glass Bead Game by Hermann Hesse, published in 1943. And the other one is The Singing Neanderthals by Stephen Mithen, published in 2006, and the subtitle of that one is The Origins of Music, Language, Mind, and Body. And the odd thing is these two books have something in common. This is a radio show where we play a lot of music, and I love music, and I don't claim to understand how it it seems to infect us, how it's part of our world, how it's part of our minds. It's more than just words. It's different. So these two books happen to overlap on that. Even though they're, 63 years apart, the Hermann Hesse book, The Glass Bead Game, this is a game that apparently, in his imagination, the ultimate game. It all the knowledge, all the major fields of knowledge of the human culture are in it. But the thing that ties it together, part of the bond, part of the what makes it work, is music and musicology. Somehow, it's as if all of the elements of culture are separate pieces, but you need to put it into a framework, and the framework is something to do with music. He doesn't explain how, but he implies that that's the way it works. And the other book, The Singing Neanderthals, he's going back to say that the human race, in its early days, before it had really much of a language or anything else, had music. It was part of the culture, and it underlies a lot of what we do today. So I think these two books are talking about the same thing. And it's my chance to say that to you as I read the two books, and I'll call that tonight's Wombat. The next song is by Gretchen Peters. She's not that well known. She lives in Nashville. She's won some awards for songwriting, but she also has a beautiful voice and a beautiful style. And she wrote this one. It's called The Cure for the Pain. She sang it at the Barter Theater about 5 years ago, and I got it from the radio when they played that Barter show back over the air. And it has a message. It says that sometimes in life, you can't avoid the pain. The only way to get over the pain is to go through it. The cure for the pain is the pain. It's not always true, of course. Sometimes there's things you can do to sort of move a little faster, but other times you have to go through it, and I think she says it very well. The cure for the pain, Gretchen Peters.
Damn this love in my throat. Damn this hole in my coat. Damn this rain that just won't quit. Damn the sorry waste of it. Damn the truth and damn these lies. Damn that look behind your eyes. Damn this day and damn this night. Damn this losing. There ain't no train to take us back the way we came. Ain't no shelter from this hard rain. The cure for the pain is the cure for the pain is the pain. It's not like you think it's gonna be. Not like the movies that you see. Ain't no soaring violins. Just machines and medicine. So bless these pills and bless these sheets. Bless this food that Cause there ain't no drug, there ain't no cure. To make it like it was before. Ain't no shelter from this heartbreak. The cure for the pain is the pain. The cure for the pain is the pain. The cure for the pain is the pain. The cure for the pain is the pain.
That was The Cure for the Pain by Gretchen Peters. And the next song is Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. Fleetwood Mac had a number of big, big hits, a long career. I'm a big fan of Stevie Nicks, and she's the lead singer here. And in fact, I have two songs in a row by Fleetwood Mac. This is the first one. It's called Dreams.
Thank you.
was Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7, Saturdays at 1 from WEHC. It's my chance to play for you songs I love, and occasionally put in something a little odd, like a joke or a story. And I've got a wombat coming up in a few minutes. And now we're going to come up to the second one by Fleetwood Mac. This is Landslide. It's really Stevie Nicks. I think she carries this song. I mean, there's some beautiful harmony in it, too. She wrote this. She was home and not sure whether she wanted to go on with her career and sort of rethinking her life. And in the middle of it, this song came out. And it doesn't have a real clear way to interpret it, but it's got a lot of feeling in it. And I think it sort of speaks to, at least to my subconscious. So here is Landslide, sung by Stevie Nicks with Fleetwood Mac.
I took my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in snow. Covered hills till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child within my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my
Landslide by Fleetwood Mac. And the next song is a folk song. I often play a lot of folk songs, but I haven't played any tonight. Bob Dylan's getting close, knocking on heaven's door, but not really. But this one is. This is called Sweet Afton. It's an old song, goes back a few hundred years. It's performed by Nickel Creek. It's one of the softer, gentler songs I know. And I hope you enjoy the feeling of relaxing and letting go and just sort of drifting along with this, which is almost like a breeze blowing through. Sweet Afton by Nickel Creek.
Mm-hmm. gently, oh, sing me a song in my praise. My Mary's received by thy murmuring stream. Flow gently, sweet Afton, disturb not her dream.
Creek singing Sweet Afton, and now comes one that's also kind of folky. It's called Angel Wings by Zoe Speaks. It too has a wonderful, gentle feeling to it, and it's kind of an end-of-life song, I guess, in a way. Bear me off on Angel Wings. Here we go, Angel Wings by Zoe Speaks. Classic. It's Twist in My Sobriety by Tanita Tikaram. She did have a few other good songs, but this was her only real hit. It was her first big hit, and she never really lived up to the promise this one gave, but that's okay. If you could have one song in your entire career like this one, I'd consider your career a success. It's one of my great favorites. I love the rhythm. I love the drums. I love her voice. And the whole song has a really mystical feeling to it. And there's a great video on YouTube. If you want to look up Twist in My Sobriety and see it. goes well. She's wandering through some strange places. Here we go. Twisting My Sobriety by Tanita Tikaram. Been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya. I'll be on Mondays at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. And now it's time to ask you, as I always do, to join me in something, if you please. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.